Welcome to Real Estate Today, your residential and commercial source for marketing trends and investment strategies in the Willamette Valley. Real Estate Today on KUGN is brought to you by Cascade Title Company, David Carmichael, property tax attorney, Brigham Construction, Evergreen Roofing, State Farm agent Heidi Pollack, and McBride's Inspection Services. Now, Real Estate Today on KUGN.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. And joining me again today is David Moore. David has 20 years of experience assisting individuals with real estate investing, and more specifically through his IRA Advantage company in Portland. I'll give you a website at the end. He is the process that allows you to go out of a traditional IRA that doesn't allow you to invest in real estate and into a self-directed IRA that would allow you to invest in real estate or in trust deed investments as an example. David, thanks for joining me again today.
Thanks again for having me here, Bob.
Absolutely. Let's get into the issue of why would I own a piece of real estate with my IRA account?
Well, good question. And I think some people have said, you can't do it, and others understand you can. It's always a question of how you're going to accomplish that, right, and why you'd want to do it. So I guess on the upside, number one reason to do it today is you've got money there, and it's a question of what kind of return you're going to get on that money. And the people we're working with, they really like real estate. I think one of the opportunities that comes up is foreclosure properties, where somebody will go out and buy something that's on the courthouse steps. They've got the ability to buy a property, sell that property, go out and buy another property, and have that transaction totally tax deferred.
So it's a non-taxable event as long as it occurs within my IRA. As I go through a sale, it's not taxed at the federal or state level. And as long as the funds came out of my IRA, are used to acquire something owned by my IRA and then sold by my IRA, those funds stay in the IRA account and separated from me and the tax consequence.
Exactly.
At this moment.
I mean, the critical issue is it's separate from you. I mean, there's no benefit to you today. It's sunset money. But the idea is, hey, we've got an opportunity today to go buy some assets at depressed prices. We've got a situation where the money is not readily available. And we've got
mortgage
people that,
money. Okay.
Correct.
Right.
And we've got people that like real estate. So for them to be able to use their retirement money to go buy that real estate investment, buy it and sell it with total tax deferral, it's a huge opportunity. Now let's take it a step further and say it's a Roth. Well, now we've got a Roth IRA. Now we've got a situation where it's totally tax free.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a tremendous opportunity.
It's a pretty amazing situation. Well, let's contrast individual ownership of real estate to IRA-owned real estate. We've got a situation, we've talked about the tax deferral consequence and so forth. If I owned a thing individually and wanted to accomplish the same end, I'd have to do the tax-deferred exchange.
Correct.
And the time constraints of the tax-deferred exchange.
Correct. So anyone that's been involved with a 1031, tremendous vehicle. But the biggest headache with a 1031 is the time. And some people have pointed to 1031s as the reason real estate values got where they were.
That's an interesting process. That's been my specialty for 41 years. I'm affectionately known as the 1031 guru. David can be reached at www.iraadvantage.net, iraadvantage.net. David, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. Have a fantastic evening.
This has been Real Estate Today on KUGN News Talk 590.